Jesus gives his disciples a difficult challenge and absolutely the exact opposite of the worldly reality today. He tells them, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. If someone strike you on one cheek, offer your other cheek to them as well. If a person takes your cloak, give him your tunic also. The ultimate point from Jesus is the golden rule. What is the golden rule? The golden rule is the principle of treating others as one wants to be treated. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Jesus instructs us to love our enemies. The word enemy comes from the Latin, inimicus, and means simply not a friend. Enemies are opponents, not opponents for play as in sports or games, but an enemy is someone who wants to hurt you and is harmful to you. Whether the pain is emotional, psychological, and physical. It's hard to imagine loving them in response. Jesus then says, if you love the people who love you, what credit is that for you? Even the pagans do this. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning others and you will not be condemned. Jesus then states, forgive and you will be forgiven. The measure you give will be the measure that is returned to you. Why should we love our enemies? Because God commanded us to love our enemies, and because God loved us first. Yesterday, after the anticipated Mass, the eldest son of Becca, maybe you know, Elijah, asked me a beautiful question. He said, Father, in your homily, you said, love your enemies. We need to love our enemies. My question is that, how about the devil? Do we need to love the devil? Very smart, very tricky question. How can you love the devil? So you know, my first answer was no. But I realized later on, yes, we need to love the devil. Because the devil, our enemy, Jesus commanded us to love our enemies. But we need to pray the devil not to tempt us. Maybe you have your own question, your answer regarding the question, do we need to love the devil? Next question, how to love our enemies? In my own reflection, there are three important words or points to love our enemies. First, the word love. We have problems loving our enemies because we don't understand the meaning of love. Most of the time, we don't know how to give or receive because we don't know how to define it. Three important Greek words of love. First, eros, means fleshly or sensual love. Second, philos, means is filled with deep emotion and often used to describe friends and family. Third, agape, it describes the divine love of God, which loves the unlovely and never quits. Agape is a sacrificial, giving love that demands nothing in return. It is unconditional and unwavering. Agape means loves the unlovable. Of the three major Christian graces, love will always be the chief. And how these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. All three virtues will abide and remain, but love is supreme. So for me, the first point to love our enemies, we need to understand the word love. Second point, forgiveness. To hear is human and to forgive is divine. Hearing is making a mistake, an error. An error is not always a sin. And there is more to sin than making an error. All human beings make mistakes and commit sins, but not everyone forgives. In fact, forgiveness is a divine gift. Though we have to love our enemies, whoever that enemy might be and whatever he has done, our expressions of love should foremost include a decision to forgive. But sometimes the problem, some of us, we do not know how to ask forgiveness. And some of us, we do not know how to forgive. Forgiveness is the greatest expression of our love for our enemies. Jesus understands that forgiving is first a decision. We need a decision to forgive. However, it also is a process. The path of forgiveness may take a long time, and understandably so. Jesus doesn't ask for miracles for forgiveness. He continually invites us not only to free the individual who wounded us, but also to free ourselves from the pain, anger, and hurt that binds us. Jesus is patient and yet persistent. He continually invites us and calls us to forgive. The second point, forgiveness. And the last point, in order to forgive, in order to love our enemies, we need the word humility. Humility from the Latin word humus, meaning soil, earth, or ground. Being humble means acknowledging that we were made from the earth and will return to the earth. To forgive our enemies, we need to be humble. Jesus took the form of being a slave and accepting death, even death on the cross. The perfect example of humility. And now for our conclusion, Jesus, our model, how to love our enemies. Jesus faced incredible oppositions in his life. His enemies were out to discredit and eventually kill him. One of the seven last words of Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." He responded to his enemies with three things. First, love. Second, forgiveness. And the last one, humility.